Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, 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 Queen. How you doing?
Now, I'm doing good. Finally getting a breathe for a moment, but you know, I'm doing good. I had a busy but productive day. Production, you know, is really what matters, but how was your day?
I don't even know where to begin with my day, but we here. It's you ever try to find your favorite noodle in a bowl of spaghetti? There you go. There you fucking go. But you saw I literally was able to hop on with 20 seconds to spare.
Right. And usually I'm on waiting 5-10 minutes out, you see, 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah,
this
is one of them days, you know. So I have my window up. So if you hear any strange noises, please forgive me. Forgive the background noise. I need some air. I'm sorry. Really? I've had a long day and I need
okay, these last 2 days. The weather's getting there now. No, people.
Yes, it is the allergy season, and it's kicking my ass.
Exactly. So, people, I want you to dress accordingly just because it gets a little, you know, nice outside. You don't have to bring out this, you know, your hoochie attire just yet, except for on a Friday, Saturday, you know, when you're going out. And fellas, you still need to wear a jacket, okay? Pull your goddamn pants up, too. But, because I don't have time for y'all to be running out there getting sick, they coming where I'm at with germs. I'm telling you, you should see me when I'm in the office. Wherever I am, somebody cough, they get the look of death because I need to see whether you covered that. And we had about 6 people in the office call out. And I'm not even mad. Keep your germs in your residence. Don't bring them here.
Well, you over in Jersey, so y'all got some concerns over there.
Exactly. You know? And if I wasn't worried about getting sick before, I'm definitely, first of all, everybody that knows me know my biggest fear is to be sick because when it hit me hard. I'm the only one I think being in an emergency room with a face mask. So, like, I know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with you. But I told my coworker, I mean, because my little section, we all germaphobes. So we keep the Lysol wipes and we make sure our hands wash, the sanitizer. We do all of that. As a newcomer, you know, she's been there for like a couple of months now. And I taught her very well, but I told her the other day, I said, one little cough, you're going on the other side. Like, you're going to move your whole, you got to go. I don't know, but he hasn't done it yet. But hopefully, you know, we don't have too much to worry about. But I can hear you when it comes to the allergies, God, you know. It's about that time.
Yeah. It's a struggle for me because when my allergies hit, it does it in phases. It's sniffles today, then no sniffles tomorrow. But I got headaches and then my fatigue. And I've been trying to realize what the hell's going on with me the last couple of days. And wait a minute, it is allergy season. You know, the weather is breaking enough. The grass is growing. The ants don't know what the fuck to do because one minute their asses is out frolicking and looking for shit to eat. Next minute they freezing their nuts off. So, yeah, it's Mother Nature is having a fucked up year. I don't know who ain't putting dick on her, but they need to do something. And if you ain't tell, I am in a mood. So I have rated this show as our program to then rated R because we're talking about letting people go. last week we talked about the toxic people, and we were very kind. We were very nice, and we ain't being kind and nice tonight, goddammit. Okay, we identified the toxic people for y'all. Now it's time to put the shit kickers on and start planting boots to asses out of your life. I'm sorry, Queen. I jumped ahead of you. Go do your thing. I'm just incredibly hostile right now.
Yeah. But everybody, thanks for tuning in. It is Talk Tuesday, and we are basically going to be talking about, you know, when is it time to cut people off? You know, understanding sometimes you got to do it for you. You can't put other people's happiness before yours. You can't continue to enable people to be a certain type of way. And, I mean, you got to understand that you are supposed to control who's in your life and to what extent they're in your life, too. So, remember, you can always call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Or you can interact with us on our social media page, and we can address whatever you post on there. But I think it was time for the show because, you know, you always get to that point where it's like, you know, I go through phases where I have different stages where to anybody that's friends with me on Facebook, to see one minute I got 5,000 friends, next minute I got 2. Where if they're not for you or they serve no purpose, then they gotta go. Especially for business owners, if you have 5,000 friends, you should have 5,000 likes on your business page. So if they're sitting there taking up space with someone else that can come in and support you, you know. Or you got them negative people, or you got them people that's not a good look for business, that's doing any type of damage, just branding-wise. You have to remove them. Sometimes you just can't mix the two. You have some people you could be cool with, friends with, sociable with, but they're just bad for business. So you can't mix the two. You know what I mean? Hakim talked about one of our early shows, like, years ago, how we were talking about, you know, everybody is not there to promote your business. You don't need everyone to share your business posts, depending on what type of person they are. I had a talk with my daughters because we're working on something, a business that we're trying to start with me and my daughters, and I was explaining to them about branding. Watching what you put on your social media, how it's going to be associated, you know, with the brand and everything, and just really sitting and talk to them. Some things that I've learned from experience, some things that Hakim taught me. Lucky for me, my Queen Vibe brand, I could get away with almost saying anything or doing anything, luckily. But when it comes for other things, you know, I got to kind of be a little more reserved, you know, still be real and authentic, but just a little more reserved. So, So I wanted to get the, you can add to it, Hakim, I wanted to get the easy part out the way, you know, as far as
go
business,
ahead, I'm tying my boots up.
Without, you know, as far as like with business, because then it comes relationships and personal, you know, and family. So you got any more any advice or words to say about the business aspects before we start snapping when it comes to the personal relationships and the family?
Yeah, I do actually, because you touched on something. You're going to have all sorts of people that you're going to really need to let go when it comes to business. From the naysayers, the haters, the goddamn pump fakers, you know, the person, oh, that is great news. What can I do to help? And when it's time for you to call for that, when you call them for help, they can't be found. They're not answering the phone. Oh man, I wish you would have told me earlier, ass people. So, you know, every business owner has experienced it. We're always going to experience it. That is just the nature of the beast when it comes to business. And I tell folks all the time, treat your business like a child. Treat it like your baby. You don't expect it to be able to walk on the first try. It takes time, potty training, all that stuff. It's the same thing with business. You're going to have people who are in your business just to learn your business. They're not going to be supportive. They're not going to spend a dime. They're not even going to share your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a choice. You can keep them hanging around because, you know, some people don't bother them. It bothers me, you know, to a certain degree, especially when you're running around acting like you care when I really know you really don't. You're just being nosy. You're just trying to see if my shit popping or not.
Right. I got your hand out. Asking somebody to spend money with them or help them with something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, or the ones who you support that don't receive it. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is, you know, the best advice I can give to everyone is start reevaluating your resources. Your don't just look at your competitors. You got to look at the people you're connected to that you're doing business with. Sometimes I'm doing business with some people lately that I'm going, you know what, I think it's almost time to go, you know, because I have to reevaluate some things. I have to look at some things. I got to look at the bigger picture, because we get caught in the day-to-day. We get up, do the same shit repeatedly, or we're working on the same problem that we have for I don't know how long. And in the meantime, we got energy being siphoned off by people who are just fucking toxic. You know, they're not providing any kind of help or any kind of, you know, assistance that you can benefit from. So guess what? Time to let their monk asses go. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
that's all my beefing on that, Queen. But the business end is, like you said, it's fairly simple. You're either rocking or you're not. You're either hating or you're not. You're either supportive or you're not. So the people who are doing the positive, those are the people you want around. The people who are negative, fuck them. Kick them square between the goddamn cheeks. Show them the door. That's all.
Absolutely. Okay. But now we got that out the way. Let's talk about families. When it's time to let go, like I stated before, you can love them from a distance. No matter who they are to you, they don't have to be in your life. You don't have to hang with them just because they're family. You don't have to keep that close relationship with them just because they're family. Because certain people can be your family and not care about your happiness, your success. Only want to be associated with you because what you have to offer, to do for them, or what they have to gain. Be the worst ones. They could know that they sister, aunt, uncle, brother, cousin is selling something, and instead of them supporting them, they go to a complete stranger. You know, won't even share a post, won't even encourage them. That's another thing. In your circle, they're supposed to be encouraging you to do better. You know, some of y'all, and some people know you're toxic. You know, you got your issues.
if somebody care about you, they're not going to enable you to keep doing that. They're going to talk to you. Listen, get it together. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Point out what the issue is. Help you figure out a way to get it together and to solve it. Understand it's a work in progress. You know, be there for you. To actually, for you to be able to vent to and talk to and give you advice to, and not just so they can be nosy and see what's going on. Watch out for them family members that when they talking to you, they talking about all the great things you're doing and stuff, but behind your back, they kicking your back in because they jealous because they not doing something. You know, it could be because they're not doing what you're doing. When they can simply be doing what you're doing, if they put time and work and energy in it.
Right.
You know? The ones that's jealous because your life is going a certain way because you built it. And they just wanted to come to them. You know, I'm telling you.
Well,
and it's okay.
I mean,
it's okay. Not to be bothered.
It truly is. I mean, it is the other thing. Stop giving so many people chances to kick you in your teeth. Stop giving so many people all this goddamn talk about forgiveness. Fuck forgiveness. I said it. Because I'm tired of forgiving people who didn't use any goddamn common sense when it came to your feelings or their respect for you. Why are you forgiving someone who planned on fucking you over? Who planned on using you? Planned on getting what they can out of you? Cut their monkey asses off. If it's your mama, your cousin, your dog, your cat, the bed bugs is biting your ass at night, or the fleas and goddamn ticks eat the dog, or the goddamn crabs hanging from your cooch hairs, cut them off. Stop giving people an opportunity to hurt you. Now, here you are all stressed out. Here you are worried about the wrong goddamn things. You got bills to pay, kids to raise. You trying to figure out how you going to level up for 2021. Because we're already first quarter is up in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost through the first quarter of 2020. So you should be trying to figure out how you going to make sure you got enough money to make it through the year, pay your bills, your car don't get repoed, your insurance is paid, your rent is paid, your kids is fully clothed. You got more shit to worry about than your goddamn retarded ass cousin or auntie or whatever the fuck who's causing you goddamn problems. It's just that goddamn simple, y'all. Don't make this shit into a goddamn soap opera.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Queen.
Because some people... You will see, you have some people that will watch you go through the hardships and struggle without even a simple word of encouragement. But then when you get past that storm and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, they're all in your face. If it's somebody that's not there when you need them and they don't have a valid reason not to be there, then when you do get things going and situated, don't be bothered with them. Some people are opportunists. You know, they want everybody to know they know you, that they related, that they cool with you. Just simply for the benefits of it. Don't keep forgiving people who are repeatedly doing the same thing. Because you set the tone on how people treat you. First of all, some things are unforgivable, point blank, period. Some things you don't have to forgive them the first time. You could cut them off immediately. Other people, if you give them another chance and you tell them how you feel about something, they got one or two choices. They're going to care and do something about it, or they just not going to care, and they're not going to do nothing about it. And once you state what your issue is or what you feel about a certain situation, then step two is for them to do what they're going to do or not do, and then step three is it's time for you to follow up with it. Don't make them empty threats. Don't tell somebody, if you keep doing this, I'm gone. And then they keep doing it, and then you keep crying and boo-hooing about it and give them the same old song and dance.
So they're going to keep doing it. So now they're not even taking you serious. Stop letting people be around you that's not doing nothing with themselves. If you're grinding and doing what you're supposed to be doing and making sacrifices, don't hang around somebody that just walking through life aimlessly with no goals or purpose. Those are the type of people you got to watch out for. Somebody that can see somebody doing good or seeing somebody fight the fight and seeing somebody taking the necessary steps to get to where they want to be, and they just stuck. The people around them's success and being motivated is not motivating them.
Right.
But the ones that's okay with being at the bottom, they are level one and you're constantly moving up, and they still there. And when I say they're still there, for lack of trying. They're not trying to do anything. They're trying to live a quote-unquote best life, hot girl summer, spring, winter, fall. You know, it's just their life is one big party, no responsibilities, no goals, nothing going for themselves, and they just wandering through life.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits you with the, oh my God, you do so much. You work a lot. You always busy. Oh, you need to go out.
You hear that a lot?
You need to go. I do. Well, I used to, so I started removing them. First of all, when a guy is trying to date me or pursue me, those words, that's the axe right there.
Yeah.
Once somebody feel like I'm doing, it is because I feel like I have a reason to why I stay so busy. Now, it's a difference when someone just feel like, you know, when I be doing my 60, 65 hours a week, and then my business like to say, okay, baby, take a break. Let me rub your feet, like relax a little bit. That's different from somebody like, oh, you need to lose one of those jobs, or, oh, don't go do that party today. You always doing a party, like that type of thing. That's a turnoff for me. Because you want me to neglect my responsibilities and my business. Like you said, your business is your baby. So we don't have 9-to-5s when you're a business owner or entrepreneur. You know,
some of us got to do both.
Right. So my thing is, I feel like when a person trying to take away from what I'm doing with myself, because I'm not doing it for nothing. I have goals. I work hard now, so when I get to the age where I don't want to work and I just want to relax, I can comfortably without being a burden to my children or whoever's in my life. I work hard like this so my children can see me and jump on board and do what they have to do so they don't have to work so hard. You know, they could just take over what I have going and learn how to run it, and I don't have to worry about it. You know, but you can tell when a guy just used to, you know, let's chill and, oh, let's have a few drinks or smoke or whatever. You can tell when they're used to certain type of chicks because they can't approach you any type of way. Certain things that's like, you know, some people, you buy them a 4 for $4 and a blunt, and you the best. You know?
Oh, shit. You know,
but,
I'm I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because that is something I've experienced in my life for the last decade, pretty much. You're always busy. You're always doing, you don't never hang out. You don't do this. You know, I've made some poor choices in my 30s. and I and in early 30s. So because of those poor choices, I have to not only just atone for them, I have to financially prepare them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you set a goal for yourself, and you, when you set, when you have a vision to get something accomplished or get yourself out of a hole, get yourself out of debt, get yourself out of whatever the fuck you into, you're still human. You're still going to want companionship. You're still going to want a date. You're still going to want to fall in love. You're still going to want all those things. And I get it where a person can like you and want time from you, and they feel like you're shortchanging. I get that. That happens because we're busy as hell. We have no time to eat, sleep, or whatever. And when we sleep, it's not even a real sleep. It's we just drop dead from exhaustion. We're working full-time jobs and running a company, and most of us aren't doing just a manual labor job, but we're in charge of people. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 people. That's a lot of voices in your head throughout the course of the day. Then you got to find time to be the entrepreneur. So I said all that to say, for those of you who care, genuinely care, and want that time, we understand, we'll do better. Just hang in there with us. But for the rest of you, just cut them off. You're going to get cut off. You non-supportive fucks, we're going to cut you off because you're more into the entertainment value that I provide. You're more into whatever bullshit you think you're going to get out of me, you know, than actually supporting me. I had someone ask me to do a logo design for them. You know, I get these people ask me all the time, 15, 16 times a week, sometimes on a good month, right? And then sometimes I don't get anybody asking me for shit. Those are the days I like. But if you're going to ask me to do something, and when I quote my price and you turn your nose up, do you understand that I'm a graphic designer, a branding officer, a business consultant, a goddamn online investigator. I'm a goddamn database manager. I wear 1,000 hats. Why should I put one on for you for goddamn for less than what I deserve? Or for free?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were truly my friend, you truly fucked with me like that, if you're really supportive, you wouldn't even ask that of me. Do you take your monkey ass down to Walmart and ask for goddamn a percentage off them goddamn tampons you need to buy for your bleeding ass? No. Do you dumbass dudes, do you go stand your ass at the goddamn gas station and ask for a discount on them condoms you about to use for that dirty chick you've been chasing? No. You dumb fucks. You're not supportive. You are a hindrance. You are an anchor. You're a goddamn negative albatross around my goddamn neck. So guess what? 2020 ain't just the goddamn year. It's also an explanation of vision quality. Word of the day, term of the day, vision quality. I see shit with three eyes, not just two. And I've always seen it, but I'm too busy to address every single bit of fuckery. And I have a very bad habit. I've been told this for most of my life. I don't know how to let things go. So that part of myself, I got to learn to cut off because it's costing me. If I have to worry about my clients, I have to worry about my job, worry about my staff, worry about the business decisions I make because they involve other people. If I have to worry about all of these things, when I finally got a moment to myself, I got to worry about your shit too for a discount or for free? Fuck out of here. You getting cut. You getting cut like hell. Because we as business owners, entrepreneurs, business owners, people who hustle, who trying to turn their hustle into a home-based business, who want to go from a home-based business to a brick-and-mortar business, who want to go from a brick-and-mortar business to a statewide business, open up a couple brick-and-mortars. We are strange folk. We're not like the rest of you. We have egos. We have pride. We have enough confidence in ourselves. We have so much pride in our vision in ourselves that we think that we're going to get up tomorrow, put something out there, and make money off of y'all asses. That's ego. And so we're not wired like y'all. We put ourselves in a lot of shit. And we're busy. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we fail more than we succeed. So the last thing we goddamn need is some asshole telling us, can you do this for free? Or can you do this at a discount? Oh, I don't got this, but I got you later with my income tax return. And the words of the great Judge Mathis, if you fall for that, I got you when my income tax return comes. Use a goddamn dope fiend. Falling for dope fiend tactics.
Mm-hmm.
No. I am always busy, goddamn. I don't give a damn. I am always got something to do. One thing you'll never ever hear me say is I'm bored. You ever see me post that on social media? Report it, because somebody hacked my page. You ever see me walking down the street saying it, singing a song, I'm bored. Shoot that motherfucker, because it's an imposter. I don't have time. So when we are where we are at, whether we have a successful business or a struggling business, especially if you have a struggling business, that means you have less time than a successful dude. Why are you messing with people who are not supporting you? Why are you messing with people who can't even share your post or tell a friend? Hey, I need some anal lube. You ain't going to Pure Romance Va-Va. You going to take your ass all the way on the other side of the city and pay more for it. And Va's on your friend's list. Y'all cool. Y'all known each other for years. You know what she sell. You dumb fuck. I hope you get goddamn hemorrhoids from the anal cream. All right, I'm done. I've been holding this in. That's why when you came up with this goddamn topic, you didn't open up a Pandora's box. I take a lot of dumb shit from people, from dumbass people. I'm tired of dumb fucks. What the brother say last week? Dumb fuck university.
Right.
He said it, my eyes lit up. I said, God damn, that's what I say. People go to the school of dumb fuckery. I didn't know it was a university, too. Okay. He hit me the game now.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, you have to realize when it comes to relationships and it comes to knowing when to stick around and when not, gotta pay attention. The red flags, that's a reason to let people go. Repeat behavior of the same old thing that you're letting them know you have an issue with, or they know that they're hurting you, let them go. I'm all for when somebody stumbles, being there for them, helping them to pick them up, build them up, you know, dust themselves off and you know, get back to where they're supposed to be at. But if they hit a quote-unquote rough patch and it don't seem to be getting no better and they're not trying, you know, they're getting comfortable being down where they at, then you got to let them go. In a relationship, it's three things that can happen. If you reach a certain level in your life, either that person is going to move up to where you are, or your motivation may motivate them and they might shoot up past you, or that person going to drag you down to where they at with their own insecurities, their own issues, their jealousy,
the hatred. Because some people don't want you to be successful. Some people don't want to hear about the good that you got going on when they have absolutely nothing going on for themselves. Some people hate the way that you're able to go through something. Pick yourself up. Brush yourself off. And get back in that ring and fight. So some people are going to constantly try to take you somewhere. You ever hear the saying, somebody that has nothing will help you lose everything?
Mm-hmm.
What about mm-hmm. those people who can't be your voice of reason for a second? Believe me, we all been there when we lose our mind temporarily and we just want to tase somebody, put our foot up their ass, or whatever the case may be. And instead of somebody being a voice of reason, like, okay, you got too much to lose, don't do that, you know, or calming you down or removing you from the situation they egging you on. Those not your friends. Your mate, that soon they get into something, they want to go run and get you to fight. They not for you. Because some of them be starting it. You know, I remember one time, I don't even know what to call her. My brother happened to have a child by her, I should say. But, you know, and they weren't even together or anything. He's just an active dad. She gets in an argument with someone. She starts it. And I hear her from saying, oh, I'll go get my baby father. I looked at her like, no, the heck you won't. You will not. I said, if he get into something with someone over you, me and him gonna fight. And then I'm gonna beat you up. Why? Because you are running around with this funky attitude. Because I hate when someone know that somebody can fight and they just want to come drag them into something all the time. Everything is not for fighting, especially when you live in a world where people don't know how to fight no more and they want to shoot. You know? So I had to get on her about that. No, you won't. You know? Just like a particular situation where I temporarily lost my mind. I had to tase somebody. And Hakim was like, he had to, girl, what is wrong with you? He got on my ass. I'm telling you. That's the type of people you need in your corner. He got on my ass. If he could have grabbed me through that phone and shook me like a British nanny, I'm telling you, he would. He got on me. So now every time I'm out there, I'm going to take it to a certain level, I just hear Hakim voice in my head, you got too much to lose, girl.
Yeah, man.
You know? You got to have that voice in
you. You know, I have to have that conversation with myself. I just usually think of my kids. Because a toxic person that we allow in our lives, or even sometimes in our friends' lives, because some, you know, how we got friends or we got family members and hanging out with somebody we just know they ain't shit, and we try to school them like, yo, you need to dead this month, yo, this, you need to cut that off because they're gonna get you in some shit, and if you get in some shit, then I gotta go get involved because I ain't gonna let nothing happen to you. And then a week, 2 weeks later, a year later, a month later, a decade later, here you are finding yourself getting attacked, getting jumped, getting criticized, getting just dealing with some form of negativity over a person that ain't even your goddamn friend. So guess what? If you are going to hang with toxic people that can potentially get us both killed or stressed the fuck out, and you ain't going to leave them alone, I'm going to fall back on you. I ain't going to completely cut you off, but it's going to sure feel like it. Because I'm not going to fall. I'm, it's one thing. I'm not going to let somebody else's bullshit take me down, because I can do that fine on my own. But I'm not going to get taken down by a person who's been taken down. I don't want a proxy war. I don't want to get caught up because your ass is caught up and I care for you. So we just have to make better decisions now, y'all. We have to say, look, I love this person. This person's important to me, but they're hanging with a dumb fuck. Mm-hmm. This person goes to dumb fuck university and gets all F's. I can't do it. Holler at me when it's just me and you. No, ladies, if you know it's girls' night and you know you invited girlfriend number one and girlfriend number two, and girlfriend number two decides to invite that dumb hoe who like fucking everybody, her husband,
mm-hmm.
who like boosting. She the one you see on Facebook videos running out of the goddamn JCPenney's and shit and the Macy's and shit with a bag full of shit running. No. Keep her silly, toxic, bad energy ass the fuck where she at. Don't bring her. Well, you know what, number two? You go fuck around because me and number one going to go do something on our own because I don't want to be around no negativity. No bad vibes in 2020. Say it with me now, y'all. No goddamn bad vibes in 2020. You know who I'm talking about. You know who's in your circle. If you're allowing them, then use a dumb fuck. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Sorry, not sorry. If you are allowing a toxic person who is dragging you down and could potentially create a bad situation for you, then something is wrong with you. You have to love yourself a little bit more. It's okay to outgrow people. It's okay to want a nice life that requires peace of mind. It is not okay to keep sitting there coddling a fucked up person.
Yep.
You can only provide so much support. As I can tell you, between 2000 and as of today, there's at least 9 people who I knew died because of some shit that they didn't do, but because of who they were with or the person that they know. And I think about it all the time. That's why I move the way I move. No, you ain't going to be seeing me all up in the bar, all on Facebook. No, you ain't going to be seeing me all with a bunch of gang of dudes. You see me with people, those people are damn sure important, and it's business. You ain't going to see me out there front because I don't move like anybody else move. Because I got to live for people who are counting on me to live.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't all your friends. It's us. It's that dumb one dude. You fellas, we're going to go smoke my man. We're going to go chill with my man. Yeah, you know that one dude just stuck up 15 people. He that fool that tried to rob fucking TJ Maxx downtown yesterday. No. Why are you hanging out with this dude who keeps a good gun on him, who likes to rob people?
Right.
That shit follow you home. And if you ain't got to worry about somebody plucking his ass and everybody he's with out of revenge, you got to worry about karma. You got to worry about karma. So, y'all, I mean, you got to take this a little more seriously. Whether it's friend, family, or whatever, we have to reevaluate our lives. Look at what's going on in the world today. How do you have the time to be patting the people on the back who you know are fucked up people? You can be sympathetic, you can be even supportive, but you got to pick and choose when is the proper time to do it. Hey, you got issues, you need to go get some counseling. I'll go with you. Call me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Pyong! You scurry your ass back home to your land of peace at your house that you paying all them bills in. But no, you want to be over there with motherfuckers who's struggling on rent, struggling on this. Listen, I have no problems with admitting I am fucking struggling. But you know what? I ain't toxic either.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't running around causing trouble for nobody either. I'm not on these streets doing stupid shit for a come up either. So it's like everybody's not going to think that way. So y'all have to be more mindful of how y'all move and who you're moving with. Because karma is real. You don't believe in it? Fine, sure. It don't need you to believe in it. You ain't got to see it. You don't see air, but your ass breathing, ain't you? Do you see your farts coming out your funk ass? No. So it's real. And you got to be more careful. And you got to be mindful. hey, I'm over here about to fight a girl over something I don't know because my girlfriend about to fight a girl. What the fuck? Let me get home to my goddamn kids. Come on, girl. I don't know, Queen.
Well, that's how it is. You're not supposed to let any, you're never supposed to let someone drag you into a space where you're constantly, when you're hanging around them, you're constantly making the wrong decisions, and you're constantly being dragged into something. You know, just choose not to hang around them. Choose not to be around them.
Yep.
You know?
Just that simple.
It is. It's that simple.
You know? But you know what it is, though, before we move on? Playing devil advocate, I know it's easy for us to say it's just that simple because we're conditioned, you and I. I guess we've made it a habit of cutting a lot of people find that hard to do, especially when it's people that they're close to, right? So and I get it. So I don't want to come off the, you know, speaking for myself, I can't speak for the queen. I don't want to come off being this unsympathetic asshole, because I do understand it, but it's real simple. Self-preservation or your feelings for somebody else in their bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people in the graves, who are there because of somebody else's bullshit. It is just a fact of life now. Bear that in mind. I'm sorry, Quinn, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I mean, I agree. It had to be said. I mean, it's all about righteousness, living for you, making sure you're happy. Your happiness, your safety, your well-being should all be priority. It should be second than what somebody else think or feel. And once you get in the habit of doing that, then it'll be easy to cut people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, certain things is not even worth it. Worrying about somebody that's not worrying about you. Trying to make somebody happy that's not, don't care about whether you're happy or not. You know, constantly doing for somebody that's not doing nothing for you. Also, watch out for this patience. Watch out for them people that take, and don't give a damn thing. No, take advantage of you because you got a kind heart, or because they're your family, or because, oh, that's your mate, you're supposed to be a ride or die. No, things are supposed to be equal. And then I know I hear people say, oh, you know, real friends don't count favors. Bitch, if you always the one getting the favor and never giving the favor, damn it, I'm counting. Because I feel like, and it's always that one that don't ever do nothing, that always got their hands out to be saying, oh, you know, we cool, we friends. You know, if you don't got, I got. If I ain't got, you got. You damn right. You ain't never got. I always got and got to give. You never have and always take. So what are we doing here? And it ain't always got to be financial either. So every time you have a little issue with your boyfriend, if I'm sitting there listening to what's going on, but if I had a bad day, I can't call you and vent to you? Because sometimes when people call somebody to vent, they just need you to shut the hell up. They need to vent. They need someone to listen to how they feel. And if they need you to reply or they need your advice, they will let you know. But sometimes you just need to vent. They don't want to hear, I told you so. They don't want to hear, oh, you stupid. Oh, that couldn't have been me. They don't want to hear all that. Or what you would have did. They don't want to hear that. Something is bothering them, they need to vent. Because when you hold a lot of stuff in, then that's that tick, tick, boom. That's when you explode. I suffer from that.
Mm. A lot of people that do. Mm-hmm. Especially me.
Right. So if I just start talking and I'm running my mouth, just listen. And let me get all I need to get out. You know, and then you can reply if needed. But some people don't understand. Some people don't want to call you and you make them feel worse. Oh, what about those ones who every time you could have a conversation with them, they find a way to piss you off. They find a way to ruin your day. I just had to tell somebody the other day, and I said, oh, I got to stop answering the phone. For the first 5 minutes, you're getting on my goddamn nerves. And then I got to hang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
But, uh-uh, I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I had a cousin tell me that a week ago. Now, I listen to every fucking, like you talk about, where people vent. I listen to every time this man called me. And it'd be the stupidest shit, but that's my family. He's one of the few family members I still bang with, so I'm listening. I pick a day where I called to ask a question about something that we're supposed to do or work on. And then he goes, what's going on there? You know, what's going on with you? Oh, you know, somebody asks you what the fuck's going on with you, and you tell them, right? Man, you're a miserable motherfucker. He tells me I'm a miserable motherfucker because I told him how my day was. Ain't talked to him since.
Wow.
You know, and the truth is, I can be a miserable motherfucker sometimes. I have no problem with admitting that. But if you're going to ask me how my day was, I'm thinking you gave a shit what's going on with me, and I'm schooling you because we ain't talking in a couple days. I'm telling you what's the new drama, new bullshit going on. You complaining after you just asked me. See, lesson learned. Well, next time your girl puts you out or whatever the fuck she happens to you, I'm going to remember this shit. So we have to gauge people based off of their behaviors and how, and we also have to gauge our own, because believe it or not, some of us are toxic too, and we don't know it. Some of us, you know, I have no problem with telling you right now that once upon a time I was that goddamn person, and people had to stay, and the smart people got away from me. They cut me off. Because I wasn't about shit. I was a piece of shit. And I understood it for what it was. I didn't care. I felt a little, oh, that's fucked up. And, of course, I point the finger and blame them for my behavior. But as you get older and you grow up and you evolve your mind, you evolve your thinking, and it's real simple. Anything ain't growing ain't alive. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to stay in that stage of fuckery and stupidity and mental stagnation, physical stagnation, financial stagnation, if you're not doing something to become a better person, you're in the goddamn way for somebody. Whether it's your girl, your parents, if you are standing still and doing nothing with yourself, you are a burden to somebody. And most important, to your goddamn self. So you deserve to be cut off. I knew I deserved to be cut off at the time, but my foolish ego and pride, because I'm fucking high Kim. I know fucking body cuts me the fuck off. Yeah, well, guess what, you dumb fuck. And the only thing worse than a dumb fuck is a dumb fuck who knows better. And we have to be able to reevaluate ourselves. We have to be able to refine ourselves. Word of the day, refinement. You have to detoxify yourself, clear out all the impurities, all the chaos, and leave nothing but peace. It's hard work, and I struggle with it every day, but I refuse to ever be toxic again. I'm never going back to that because it ain't get me anywhere but prison, in jail. It don't help. You have to become better. And I didn't do nothing but hurt myself, hurt my business, hurt my kids, hurt my family. So guess what? I got to move a little different. No, I'm not going. I want to, but I'm not going to smack the shit out of this person because they hurt the shit out of me. I ain't gonna do it.
Talk yourself off that bridge.
Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, their own karma is going to come back to deal with them anyway. It's just our hubris and our emotions can take control of us and won't allow us to just manage things properly. And I never forget a good close friend of mine said to me, a couple days I got out of federal prison, and I think it was the first time somebody pissed me off, and I wanted to literally rip this person's head off. And I had every intentions on ripping this person's head off and rolling down goddamn Broad Street. And this person told me, you need to act and react accordingly. And just like that, got myself together. And when we get caught up in certain vibes, certain energy, certain emotions, certain things that piss us off, we do dumb shit. When you ever seen a person who's completely enraged out of their mind make a brilliant move?
I'll right.
Point me to that motherfucker so he can teach my ass. So we have to be able to woo-sah, as they say, take that deep breath, and just level out. Like, hold on. Now, I can sit here with my good leg and probably kick this person down a goddamn flight of steps. But then I'm going to go back to prison. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to get sued. Nah, let me just say, fuck you. You rat piece of shit. And walk by him and go on about your day.
And don't be bothered.
Yeah. So I know we're winding down the show, but I've learned the wonderful art of, telling people fuck you and keep moving on and keep it pushing. You can't. Sometimes you have to remove yourself and remove people. Remember, soul, S-O-U-L, controller. You can control your own shit. Anybody who is in your life is there because you allow it.
Say that.
Whether it's your kids, because you could have gave them away when they was little. You could give them away now. You could put them out in the goddamn street. You could take them to the fire department and run IL. Well, no matter who it is, everybody who's in your life, they're there because you say so. So if the people are there by your good graces, by your will, and they're toxic, what does that say about you? The words that are expressed by Hakim Nuba may not. I can't even get it the fuck out. This is from me, not on behalf of Queen Vi. Fucker, and lose all hopes of sponsorships and shit. Oh, you got that fool on there talking reckless. Hold on, he called me a dumb fuck. That's me.
Yeah, maybe these words will hit somebody and they'll be able to realize that they need to get it together, or they need to remove some people, or make better decisions on who in their life. So that's why I like to do this. I always say we say what needs to be said. We don't tell people what they want to hear. We tell them what they need to hear. And so, our time has come to an end. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in for Talk Tuesday. We're here again for Therapy Thursday. Any last words, Hakim?
Cut them off.
Till next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.